How safe is your raincoat or your carpet? Biophysical chemist Arlene Bloom, the director of the Green Science Policy Institute, is speaking in Anchorage tomorrow about how the chemicals in our everyday items could be impacting our health. She spoke with Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman.
Well, there's certain families of chemicals that are known to be harmful. One example people may not realize is stain repellents, chemicals like Scotchgard, which they're used to make Gore-Tex and Teflon. Those are some of the most persistent chemicals, like they won't break down for a million years. And the ones that have been studied are toxic. So making a choice to use a chemical that never breaks down, that's toxic, is a big choice for the world. And also, if they're going to end up inside of you or your family, a big choice for you.
So this is Alaska. We all rely fairly heavily on things like Gore-Tex. Is that a problem? Do we need to be concerned about that?
So it's better to limit your use if you really need it. Like I sort of say, well, if you're going to go climb Mount Everest, maybe you really need it. But I actually was the group that made the second American ascent of Everest, and we didn't have any Gore-Tex, and we climbed Everest. But it's also used in bathing suits and surf shorts, so they'll dry faster. Then you don't need it.
And why should we be concerned about having these chemicals around us?
Well, because they are harmful to our health and the health of animals and the environment. And a lot of these chemicals do not occur naturally in any mammals. And so our bodies don't know how to deal with them. So they can just go into our bodies because the defense mechanisms don't see them. And they stay because the things that clean the toxins out of our cells don't recognize them. So they tend to be harmful.
And what kinds of things can they do to our bodies?
Some of them will increase the likelihood of getting cancer. A number of them, for example, flame retardants and stain repellents. When a woman has a higher level in her body, her children are more likely to have neurological impairments, lowered IQ, endocrine disruptors. A lot of them are endocrine disruptors, which means they mess up the hormonal balance in our bodies, which can lead to obesity, diabetes, a lot of different problems.
You're speaking here in Anchorage not just about chemicals, but also about your mountaineering experiences. How do those two intersect?
Well, they're remarkably similar. So I led the first American ascent of Annapurna I, which has the highest fatality rate of any of the 8,000-meter peaks. And I actually led the first women's ascent of Denali, which was also pretty challenging. And I like to say that when I'm doing my environmental health work, I feel just like I'm on Annapurna or Denali, because we know what the summit is. The summit is a healthier world with less toxic chemicals. And we even kind of know how to get there. But there's avalanches and yetis and storms and many, many obstacles. And you just kind of have to keep picking your foot up and putting it down and plodding upward. And that's kind of how working on chemicals to make the world healthier or climbing mountains. It's a similar patient, painstaking process.
That was chemist and mountaineer Arlene Bloom. She'll be speaking at 7 p.m. tomorrow at Alaska Public Media.